Monday, February 16, 2026, and I'm back in studio and all hell's breaking loose. The live feeds right now from X at Real Hawk Shows and Infowars.com/show.
Info today.
Somebody's gonna try to blackmail me with advertising? Blackmail me with money? Go f*** yourself.
Because I will never let them take away your freedom.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They have declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. All right, folks, it's Monday, February 16th, 2026. We're 392 days into the Trump administration. And the stuff people continue to dig out of the 3 million files we've got is just unbelievable. And it's obviously bigger than just the Epstein thing. It shows the satanic nature of the individuals that we're dealing with and just vindicates everything we've ever broken down or said. And so we've got so much of that. The whole Epstein crew with the Israelis heavily involved manipulating Bitcoin. You've got Noam Chomsky fantasizing about going, you know, to the island. We got more Satanism, more cannibalism, just unbelievable. And then just imagine what the DOJ has not released, because they came out Saturday and said they'd released everything in a letter to Congress. They'd unredacted everything, and I actually bought it, because that's a big deal to tell Congress that and lie about it. And so I rarely get suckered, but I got suckered on that, and I am really mortally pissed off. We'll break it all down straight ahead. Stay with me.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right
and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide, share those live feeds and tell folks about the stations now! Now, Paul Revere!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That headline back up on Arena for Folks up on InfoWars.com. The DOJ lied on Saturday when they falsely told Congress and Americans that all Epstein files have been released. The files we have are over-the-top satanic. I'm about to lay out what the system is hiding and how the people can fight back against it. Must watch, share live feeds on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show, on X at Real Alex Jones, on InfoWars with our feeds at InfoWars.com/show and radio and TV stations across the country. Okay, we have the Munich Big Globalist Conference where all the globalists, the head of the unelected EU, Hillary Clinton, the leaders of Germany, France, they all admitted the New World Order is falling apart, globalism is falling apart, neoliberalism is dead. The Secretary of State got up and said, your old system is dead. That's unbelievably powerful. Now, you've been hearing from me for a long time, their New World Order is dead and falling apart. Now we have to get politically engaged to affect the new systems that come out of it, so they don't just set up some new tyranny. But we've really done a great job. All of you, this broadcast, our work, launching Operation 1776 worldwide and informing the public about how the globalists operate and work so that all their different projects and policies get blocked because people know they're anti-human. That's coming up. I have several big guests on the broadcast. I'll tell you about coming up in a little while that tie into all of this. But this Epstein situation, just the files we have, is over-the-top damning, over-the-top annihilates the globalists at every level. I mean, you've got all the top Obama people, the university heads across the board. You've got other world leaders, the intelligence agency heads, foreign leaders. And the conversations are about cannibalism and death and overthrowing governments and cloning and taking control of human evolution by injecting mutagens into our bodies that kills most people, but they believe will give rise to kind of the X-Men. It's everything I told you because I know the globalists. I know what they're into. And I knew that Epstein was a top gopher. I knew he was on the Trilateral Commission, on a subcommission. I didn't understand he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller. That's now confirmed. The guy that set it up, whose family set up the UN. Now we get even more clarity. So then we ask, why has Trump's Justice Department, and it's Trump, folks, been trying to suppress all this? Well, they've told you now, as I told you a year ago. They think it'll crash the stock market. Told you that hundreds of times. I don't agree with that. When I tell you why he's doing it, it's because I have the research and the sources and understand it so that we can make our judgment from there. But I am not an unjustified means person. I think that's wrong. Plus, even if that would have worked out, which it didn't, it's just immoral. And it doesn't prosecute people involved so they can continue on. And also, they're going to turn around and stab Trump in the back. He wasn't involved, but now he is. by extension. And so it is just unbelievable, the information coming out, just from what we have. We'll go over the new stuff people ferreted out that we've gone and checked on the federal data dump and confirmed is real. Also, internet sleuths, and I checked this morning, I learned about it last night, you go click on photos and videos and almost all of them are dead. That's not an accident. But they legally complied with Congress, but they just, quote, made a mistake where if you put in another little piece of code, just another number after it, it gives you the videos and photos. Now, just like looking at Hunter Biden's laptop, I just looked at what people pulled up on this, some of it, and I was just like, wanted to even tell my crew, I'm not going to make them go look at it. I don't even know if it's legal to look at this stuff. I mean, it's bad, folks. So, I mean, it just gets worse by the second. But the DOJ is playing all sorts of tricks. There's no doubt they're involved in a cover-up by now, okay? And, you know, Bondi and Patel and Bongino, he had no accomplices. He wasn't a human trafficker. He killed himself. All of that's pure crap. And then, we found all these files. Oh, no, they don't exist anymore. So early on, I don't think they were even involved in it because they're like, oh, yeah, we have all these millions of files. And it was Kyle Serafin that came on here in March and broke the news that his multiple FBI sources said, no, Bondi sent out to the field offices 14-plus terabytes of information in their Epstein files that had been hidden in New York by Comey and his daughter. And I said, great. I hope something comes out of this. I hope this stuff gets released. And what we're getting is the emails, the text, that stuff, some photos and videos. But the vast majority, or 98%, has not been released. Now, over the weekend, it hit international television that there's 14 terabytes. Top story, hundreds of millions of views. Absolutely incredible. But it was Kyle Serafin broke it in March, the exact amount, 14.6 terabytes. He even showed me in studio the text messages from the FBI agents in D.C. and in other parts of the country that had access to it and said, no, it's here. So I was like, hey, I hope this means, I was like, wow, Trump's really going after him. This is really happening. And then when they saw what was in there and how damning it was, these politicians and world leaders, almost all Democrats and leftists, the brakes got put on because they're like, this will bring down the stock market. This will destroy the system. Well, the system needs to be destroyed. The system is evil. The problem is the globalists have kill switches in everything. The banks, the power plants, the weapon systems, the aircraft, our cars, the dams, Bitcoin, that's all in there. I mean, just the Bitcoin enough I could spend an hour on. The mysteries of Bitcoin, to a great extent, solved. And Epstein getting control of the developers and the Bitcoin Foundation back in 2015, right before it started exploding, and to a great extent, having control. But this is David Rockefeller's protege. I mean, that's why he was so powerful. And I knew he was powerful, but he wasn't just a gopher. I mean, he was when Rockefeller started getting out of his mind, you know, by the time he was 90 or so, died at 100, Epstein is just absolutely key. So let me address this first, because people love it when I get something wrong. It's such a rarity on a big issue. They savor it. And they say, oh, you're a terrible person and blah, 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 blah. You did this on purpose. No, I didn't. I'm in Miami doing podcasts, Patrick McDavid's and others. About to go do a couple more that night, fresh and fit. And it's like 8 o'clock, and all of a sudden my phone's blowing up. All this stuff's happening, just ate dinner. And I see Fox News, and I see all over X, and the letter from the DOJ. We've released all the files. We've complied with Congress. We've unredacted the names, and we've released the list, the Epstein list, and here it is. And so I go check it and look and see a bunch of new stuff, and I go, okay. And I'm like, wow, this is really great, public pressure. Because I'd heard from White House people at the White House that, no, they're going to unredact what's been released next week, so you should be happy. So I thought, my goodness, this is better than I thought. And normally I would go do a bunch of checking, but it's Valentine's evening. I'm about to go do a podcast. I go check it some. It's all over the place. Fox News headline. Here's the letter from the DOJ. Because it's one thing a year ago, or a little less than a year ago,
Ted Bundy calls some influencers in the White House and then give them binders, and 98% of it is old stuff and it's almost no information. Ehud Barak's name is in there, I guess one little Easter egg that we already knew about. And we were the first to read it that day and do a report saying, folks, this is not real. This is old. I got attacked for attacking Trump by a lot of the listeners. You know, oh, how dare you? No, this is the files. I'm like, no, it's not. We've seen almost all of this, but two pages or whatever, four pages, something like that. And you can see the reports I did. And I was just like, wow, this is, and then Bondi was like, well, I'd been told this was it, but now I learned it's in New York, and they have 24 hours to give it to me, or we're going to go take it. They didn't give it to her, so they made the head of the FBI there resign, and they went and grabbed it, and then it got sent out to the FBI, as Carl Serafin said, but he still didn't have confidence they'd do anything. That was in March. And so this is worse than that, okay? Because if I was handed just a file, I mean, I'd be suspicious there's more than this. But to sit there and have them on a Saturday evening send a letter, release this, and say it's done is the same trick they tried back in March. It's preposterous. March of last year, almost a year ago, 11-plus months ago. And so, yeah, I did take the bait on that. Very rare for me that to happen. I've told a famous story about I woke up on 888, at like 6 a.m., turned on the TV, turned on the internet, and it's Russia attacks Georgia. And so by the time I got to the office at about 9, and I'd figured out, no, really, it looks like they attacked Russia, and then Russia came in. But I still kind of went with the headline, Russia attacks. By the middle of the show, it was clear that wasn't the case, that a NATO-backed Shashvili had attacked them. But that's rare. But something so big, it's hard to believe they'd lie about something so demonstrably obviously not true. So then I went and did the Fresh and Fit show and got home at like 1, went to bed, woke up about 7 a.m., and boom. No, there is some new stuff. They did unredact a lot of stuff. They did put out lists that they claim show his flight patterns and his connections and who he was involved in, and they stick in there my name and General Flynn's name, and a bunch of innocent people. And you can go read the emails. It's this guy's exposing, you know, our pedophilia, and we want to get him. And none of it is me involved with Epstein. It's Epstein hating me. So it's all makes me look great because, I mean, that's what I do. Obviously, I'm the guy that wrote the book on this, basically. But General Flynn's pissed off about it now, too, because they're trying to implicate him by sticking his name in it. And this is really, really, really next level bad by the DOJ. And so I'm royally upset, royally concerned. I'm not even really pissed off. I'm just, wow. Wow. Yeah, that's one of the ones that came out. A bunch came out last year in earlier dumps. Okay, we always, and these are some that people first found. I found like 50 of them now. So if you actually go to the database, I don't even show the old ones. I'm going to only, in fact, you know what? We don't have a big crew, but source somebody to just go into the thing. And I already had a folder last week with like 20 in it. I found a bunch more this weekend. Go. Can I do a report? Just read the Alex Jones Epstein file entries on air. It needs to be done. Or my enemies are going to claim I'm, you know, shipping kids around with him and, you know, best friends with him and actually had a baby with him. So that just shows how desperate the left is, mainly pushing that, but also some of the so-called influencers that they want to be the OG. They want to be the guy exposing it 32 years. They want to be the guy that exposed the cloning and the human trafficking and the child murder and the Satanism and the sucking the babies dry of their blood and their bone marrow and their stem cells. I exposed it all decades ago with specifics, 15 years ago, Epstein specifically on that. I am on record, light years ahead of everyone else, literally exposing the whole thing. I'm like the sun lighting up the earth when it comes to this toward my detractors that are like a Bic lighter. And they're like, look, I'm better than you. I've done more than you. It isn't about that. But I will not sit here and have people misrepresent that I'm with Epstein because I'm all over the files, them attacking me for exposing their pedophilia, specifically. Oh, and guess who else just came out and attacked me? That's right. The chief witch, Aleister Crowley priestess, Abramovich, went on a podcast and just literally said there is no such thing as Satanism. Alex Jones made it all up, and he's the reason this is all happening, and he's a horrible person, and he needs to be dealt with. So I just love it. I got Jeffrey Epstein attacking me. I got their priestess attacking me. That's the type of enemies I want. Now, since I mentioned it, here's Pam Bondi. There it is up on Infowars.com. Spirit cooking witch Marina Abramović blames Alex Jones stuff, then me again, for leading a witch hunt for needing bodyguards. That's a pretty strong headline, but it's a lot worse than that. She says there's a huge uprising against imaginary Satanism. It doesn't exist. It's like the flat earth. That's all coming up. And that's the evil recognizing that this broadcast is at the epicenter of the awakening to them and their whole global new world order and every part of it. And that's not credit to me. It's credit to God, our listeners, the crew, our guests, and all the work we've done. All of us together. But the evil in all these documents, Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the rest, who's in there the most? Who do they want to get? Who are they after? The Rockefeller Foundation documents, who do they want? They want Alex Jones. They want to get him. Because we're always at the tip of the spear, ladies and gentlemen, fighting to expose these monsters. And that's why we're under so much attack and so much synthetic attack, posing as if they're patriots. Because no one listens to the left when they attack me. So they have the synthetic influencers that we know, you know, it's come out like 4chan and 8chan on the payroll, working with Epstein to put out this info against me and others. This is how they operate. I'm not saying everybody on there is bad, but I'm saying the key people at the top. And they know it. So here is Pam Bondi, before we plunge into all the new stuff that is in the stuff they already released. Imagine what's in what they've suppressed. Here's Bondi. Here she is yesterday. Oh, yeah, I've released everything. Oh, it's all out there. And again, when I saw that and saw a bunch of new files and stuff they did put out, still it's only 2% roughly, I thought, wow, I mean, there's no way they just sent to Congress who passed a law on this. There's no way, because that's perjury, basically. They weren't under oath in Congress. It's a separate branch of government, but still, Bondi cannot be this stupid. This is an impeachable offense, folks. To tell everybody on a Saturday night, here's everything, we've complied, all the files have been released, after she got destroyed last week in Congress. And then to do this, I mean, it is just absolutely wild. And so it may have gotten them a shot in the arm, as everybody basically, you know, for the first few hours believed it, until they dug in deeper, again, on a Saturday night. Normally you release something a Friday afternoon if you really want to bury it. But you release something on a Valentine's Day, Saturday night at like 6 o'clock in the evening? I mean, they are really trying to hide this. And again, I've never found Trump anything we've seen going back involved, but by extension, he now is with his admin and the cover-up. And my detractors, they cut it where I say I've never seen him involved. They cut and go, look, he's defending him. They don't show me saying, no, now he's guilty by extension. And so is Pam Bondi, and so is Cash Patel, and so are all of them. And it is so disgusting and wrong and dangerous. And then it's paradoxical because Trump's doing all this great stuff with the economy and stopping replacement migration, and they found half the kids the Democrats shipped in and just got us out of the carbon taxes, stopped men and women sports. I mean, real action. The economy is starting to turn around. Energy prices down almost 50%. I mean, this is night and day. We need this. But as a Christian, and just as somebody that can also just study philosophy, you start in justifying the means, lesser two evils, and say, well, overall, Trump's really good. And so, you know, he thinks it'll bring down the stock market and it's too embarrassing to the U.S. and it's going to make us look good to bring this out. Because it's going on in Europe. It's going on in Asia. It's worse in Europe and the U.K. on record. And we need to expose it here, expose it there. This is a global crusade against this. And their old trick of, oh, there's no Satanism. Oh, the 1980s satanic panic. None of that existed. Now, oh, this is... The Antifa doesn't exist. That's their line. Antifa does not exist. Yeah, just billions in funding, all these academics and people involved, out killing people, all of it. That's their game. Abramović, Alex Jones is crazy. Satanism does not exist. The hell it doesn't. We got your emails. We see it all, and it's all over the place. It's all over the place in Podesta's emails and the Clinton and all of this. Plus, I grew up in Dallas in the 80s, and you couldn't swing a stick in the dark and not hit Satanist. And I've talked about it. And I don't mean people in the trailer park sacrificing their cat. Okay, okay. I'm not talking about people on acid, you know, that come back from a Slayer concert and get demon possessed. I'm talking about rich people. I'm talking about Eyes Wide Shut. Okay. I was never in it, but I got on the periphery of it, and people tried to get me in it, and I was like, no, sir. No, sir. And again, that was gorgeous, you know, high school senior girls, and I'm a freshman. Wow, these girls want to date me? Sure. Then you find out real quick after you had sex with them a few times, oh, by the way, we want you to get involved in this. No, no, no. So, yeah, I know it's real because I've seen it with my eyeballs. All right? I've been brought to stuff like this twice not knowing. You know what I did? Get out of my way or I'm going to stomp your ass in the ground. All right? So that's the real world, boys and girls, and I've seen it. So I had a leg up on it when Ted Gunderson was telling me all this stuff and John DeCamp when I'm 20 years old and 21 year old with a hit radio show in Central Texas and syndicated after that. So I knew they weren't lying because I had seen some of this and they had a lot of documents. But that's why I got way ahead of everybody on this, folks, because since I've been 20, I have been covering this information. And I told you, the 14-year-old girls is the tip of the iceberg. It's cloning. It's vampirism. It's stem cells. It is murder. It is cannibalism. It is death. Now, I'm going to come back. And I'm going to get to Bondi. Oh, yeah, we've complied. Everything's released. We hear this over and over. Here's the good news, though. We got 3 million files that are devastating, annihilating, beyond powerful, that give us a clear map of what we already knew, but the specifics. And then now the pressure, it's not going away. They're going to have to release all the rest of it. And if there's stuff in there of Donald Trump that's bad, then he needs to pay for it. But we know that's not what it is. He told MTG before she ever went public, she told me. She goes, listen, I'm going to have to leave Congress. She says, I can't do it. She said, he just told me. He said, he didn't say the stories are too old or it's sexual limitations or anything. He said, no, this will embarrass my friends. And I've got clips I found of Trump recently where he's like, it'll pull up Trump releasing Epstein files. Trump, Epstein obsession, I think is what he said, will hurt the country. Well, no, allowing all this Satanism is what hurt the country and hurt our children. And I got the most important thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say it here briefly. I'm going to detail it more later. People keep asking, who's the new Epstein? Who's the new Epstein? Hollywood's always been the Epstein. Turn on the culture. Look at the sexualization of children, the drag queen story times, the transgenderism, the destruction of parental rights, the gay pride parades with, you know, naked men on bicycles while little kids are marched at the head of it like captors. They've gone from beta to everything becoming Epstein. Okay? You understand? This is the expansion. This is the operational mode. You want to know who the new Epstein is? Turn on the TV. Drive by the public school. Drive by the church with the rainbow flag on it. It is a satanic, pedophilic, spiritual takeover. And the good news is it's now out in the open, so we can gird ourselves with God and the armor of God and take it on and defeat it. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, like, what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out, and we the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, We the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, thealexjonesstore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label. So incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene Blue Tincture. We've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even Methylene Blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene Red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose CMOS capsules, incredible, very strong concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now, incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox, super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let's go through the DOJ lying and saying they released everything Saturday, and it was all over the news, Fox News, CNN, everywhere, and I thought, well, they certainly not lied about that. And I saw a bunch of new documents and lists and things they put on. I said, wow, they finally complied. Because I'd been hearing noise out of the White House that they were going to unredact stuff. They were already starting to unredact stuff. So I thought, well, talk about wishful thinking. That was it. And now that they've done this, it has just made me even more determined to make sure all this comes out. It's already bringing down the whole globalist system. So here is a clip from Channel 4 News. Talking about, oh, we think there's 14.6 terabytes. No, we don't think. So let me just confirm that in March of last year, we'll play the clip, Kyle Serafin talked to people at the task force and then at local level, who were all getting the 14.6 terabytes. Now it's the big, massive top story, Saturday and Sunday, that people reading these files think maybe that's the case. No, it's not think maybe. It's confirmed a year ago. All right? And again, you heard Bondi. Oh, there's hundreds of victims with Epstein. And oh, these powerful people are going to go to jail. Then she's like, oh, actually, I was wrong. It was just child porn he had. And obviously, they can't publish that. No, ladies and gentlemen. It is stuff far worse. Just what's in the first 3 million is men brutally raping under, I mean, girls that are prepubescent, like they're like 7 years old, doing stuff I don't want to say on air. I shot a report on it yesterday. I mean, just brutal. Brutal. I mean, men forcing their arms into little girls. Okay, blood everywhere. I mean, just blood, busted up faces, everything. And then this girl surviving years later told the FBI, and they've got a report that mirrors the emails and the photo. So when you go into these files that are public and you see stuff blacked out, that's the reason. But then you got the report saying what it is. I mean, and you got to understand, folks, you wonder, why do they give you poison shots that kill 30 million people, give you blood clots and sterilize you? Because they want to kill you. They're Satanists. Why does Fauci, as a rite of passage, have his scientists torture dogs to death for no reason? Remove their larynx and put a bag over their head with flesh-eating maggots because he enjoys it. And it's an art form for him, and he wants to see if these workers will do that. It's a test. They admit it's a test. So you're like, God, that's satanic. Yeah, folks, they have satanic training by increment to find out who is satanic to build a satanic army. Build me an army worthy of Mordor. Yes, Sauron, ruler of the earth, Saruman says. I mean, that's what this is. You see, Tolkien was a linguist, historian, expert on medieval culture, magic, everything, super smart. And he wrote articles and gave speeches and said, you know, no, this is my allegory for how the world really works. Veteran of World War I, lived all over the world. He said, this is an allegory of how the world really works. You got the simple, happy hobbits that just think everything's fine, and then just 100 miles away is Mordor. And absolute hell on earth. And so I wish this wasn't true. I wish this wasn't going on, but it is. It is. And the poor crew is the best ever. I've sent them 190-something clips today, and then there's no way for you to even go over them all. So I'm a little overwhelmed. I need to start getting clips. I haven't played any clips yet. Let's go to a clip of the new Channel 4. And good for them. Good they're reporting this. That, oh, it looks like 2% has been released. Yes. And we didn't just report it's 14.6 terabytes. We specifically gave examples and that it had been sent out to the FBI and that we were waiting to see if they did anything. And here we are a year later. And they weren't going to release it, but now a bunch of it has been released. So we're making progress here. Look how far we've come. I'm more pissed than probably most of you about them playing games and about how fabulous the Trump administration has been on economics and culture things, except for this. But you can have a big old giant, delicious punch bowl at the school dance that's just so tasty that if somebody gets up on the table and takes a dump in it, and you know, 99.9% of the punch bowl is still good punch, nobody's going to drink the punch. You get a cola and die. But that's what Bondi's doing, is she's got a fire hose of feces spraying it at us. And she wants us to think it's raining. Yeah, it's raining BS. So there's no way the globalists get out of this. There's no way. And Trump attaching himself to it is just cuckoo bonker town. But like I said, I'm going to triage it. I'll support Kennedy. I'll support Gabbard. I'll support stopping wars. I'll sit there and say, I like this, this, and that. We should support, you know, funding DHS, ICE. But then I'm just going to sit here, as you see, and spend right now most of our time on this because it's a window into it all, and it can bring down the whole global system. With what we've got so far, can you imagine what the other 98% is? And again, most of that's video. It's been reported from our sources and now confirmed that it's another 2% of that 100% that has been released that's text. Text messages, emails, letters, photographs. Okay, so 2%'s out, and it's 180,000 images, several thousand videos. And again, we have found, online sleuths found, the reason most of them are dead links is on accident, if you believe that, they just left out the last number on each file, but you can put it in and then pull it up. So we'll show you how to do that as well. But beware. Beware what you see. But somebody's got to do it. So let's go to the Channel 4 this weekend breaking the news that Kyle Serafin broke here. It's not about, oh, we broke it here before. It's about we broke it with more specifics and nailed it with facts then. The problem having all these sources is, though, they can be given disinformation or they can get it wrong. And that's what happened to me Saturday. Is I'd been hearing for days, no, Alex, you'll be pleased. They're going to unredact the redactions except for some victims. They say it's a mistake. You heard Bonnie tell Congress that. I'm like, okay. And then I see Saturday, oh, it's all unredacted. Oh, it's all been released. They comply with Congress. Everything's been released. I'm like, wow. I mean, just because that, come on. That big a lie? That is reckless as hell and would obviously blow up 1,000 times bigger. And it did. And then my phones have been blown up. Everything just like, well, Alex, you said on Saturday, you know, that it looked like they did this. But by Sunday, I'm like, no, we were lied to. But it's such a reckless thing for them to do that I thought, wow, all these headlines. Well, I see a bunch of new documents. Well, she says to a letter to Congress, full compliance. Wow. And we've released everything. I'm like, wow. But then I started thinking, wait, she did that a couple times last year. So I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, I am just godsmacked. We should probably open the phones up and get your take on it. So you know, let's do it this way. Let's go to, by the way, if you want to see the full interview, here it is on X. Breaking exclusive, D.C. FBI headquarters task force now investigating over 14 terabytes of new Epstein information. He says 14.6 in the interview. That the New York FBI attempted to hide from Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. So we were given the benefit of the doubt back then. Top FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin's source confirmed that the DOJ's claim that the new Epstein files are their top priority and that hundreds of new victims have been identified. And that's before she even came out and got caught on tape saying that. So we were giving you the intel. But my White House sources heard the same thing she said to Congress. Oh, we are going to unredact and release it all. So I'm told, oh, yeah, they're really, Trump's on board now. Alex, great news. I'm like, great news. Hope that's true. And then they lie so big. I'm like, well, there's no way this can't be true. And by the morning, we knew it was horse crap. Like, you couldn't destroy yourself better. Because it's one thing if I get something wrong, I'll come and tell you what I did, which is rare. They did this on purpose and are still running around saying it today. Their surrogates, a lot of them I like, nice people, are saying today it's all been released. I'm torn. I want to show the news articles to people I love and say this is horse crap. But the point is that everybody is going to know in the next few hours because I'm talking about it. You're going to get it out. But that is the last thing I like to do. But it's perfect on Valentine's evening. Oh, all over the news. Oh, everything's released. Official letter. We fully complied. Everything's released. We've unredacted. We've released the official client list. Then I like see my name on it. And General Flynn, I'm like, what? Just another little dirty trick. Probably Todd Blanche. You can see him sitting around laughing. Then I get flooded with calls. You're in there, you bastard. And I'm like, go search him. They hate me. They want me in jail. I'm exposing pedophilia. So I just get thrown in because I am in his emails, him attacking me. And Marina Abramovich and all the rest of them, that's coming up. But I'm not even having to defend myself. Anyone with a brain knows that. But that's how dirty this DOJ is at the top. So and I also saw some Q people going, oh no, they spied on Congress when they looked at the files, a genius to see who's guilty. To find out who's involved. You're the ones redacting the files and covering up most of them. Oh, they need to trick the Democrats to go into the files to find out where the really bad stuff's there. Talk about mental gymnastics. I've had it. But I know this. Everything we've got so far is Democrats doing horrible stuff, and I want them prosecuted. And I want to start hearing Massey and all these others do what MTG said. Oh, anybody with spirit cooking or pizza or the jerky or slavery or delivering the girl to the hotel, the sex slave, buying the babies, burying the girls in Zorro Ranch. This is them talking about this. I want prosecutions. And I want Massey and others who've gone and looked to start naming names. But I want to know why the DOJ is redacting that stuff. I mean, this is just unbelievable. All right, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. So prepared. Just look at all this, but I'm just stuck on this. So let's do Serafin first. This is just a 3-minute clip from like an hour-long video right here of Serafin nailing it. When you actually pay attention, folks, this guy's batting 1,000. Nail. That's what Cash Patel's suing him. And then we'll go to the report this weekend. The bombshell, Pulitzer Prize information. There may be 14 terabytes. No, there may. There's no maybe about it. It's confirmed. So play Serafin 11 and a half months ago and then play the clip from this weekend.
You hear stuff from the Trump administration right now. There's two things that are happening. We're seeing actions. We're seeing executive orders where people are making, you know, statements. They're going out. He's signing the document and saying this is what's going to happen next. But then you've also got this other piece where you go, yeah, but is it really going on? We were told we were going to get the Epstein binders day one. We were going to all see all the information and it didn't come out. So we're kind of in this like now we need verification. I just listen to what people say and then I go and see if folks can actually validate that. I've got friends that are working at headquarters. I got a couple of them at this point. There are friends of mine. It turns out when you become an FBI whistleblower, less and less people talk to you. They just don't want to get involved. But a few of them that are not scared, that are courageous and said they'd be happy to like both lose their job and shut this agency down if it had to be done. They've gone out and proactively told me, he's like, look, we've broken servers. We've had so many people accessing them to do this work. We've been working through the
weekend. You just showed me this.
Yeah, no, I'm literally showing you. The people that we're talking about here, they've reached out to me and said, yeah, we have all hands on deck. I meant to go do something because he was going to go meet one of my friends, wasn't able to do so. And he's like, look, dude, I got stuff going on. I can't because we have all hands on deck meetings talking about Epstein files. We are doing the redactions. We are doing the things that were said. And then completely independent of that, I got another buddy who's much further to the west of Washington, D.C., and I'll just leave it nebulously at that, who reached out and said, I was looking for a printer. I was on my network, and they must be so actively trying to steel box this up, because when you start having too many people touch the exact same files on government computers, we had a joke, Alex, when you were working on FBI computer systems, we would always say that the motto of FBI IT is yesterday's technology tomorrow. They're just crap. They're just the worst computers you could ever have. And so apparently they crashed them all. And my guess is they started moving to more and more stable servers and accidentally opened up the permissions to people, including another buddy who had nothing to do with it. And he was like, oh yeah, I just saw there were like 14 terabytes of Epstein files.
And you were showing me, they're saying more victims than Bondi even said. I mean, this is like just massive.
Yeah, I think the information will continue to roll out as they can. But at the end of the day,
they're shocked by how when you say terabytes, they're saying it's massive.
Yeah, like 14 terabytes is like that's
so it's not a couple hundred pages like they gave Bondi.
Correct. No, that was always going to be nonsense.
So it appears from this information that you actually showed me the information on your phone, this is real. There, it's very aggressive, like she says.
I think there's no reason not to think that. I mean, look, it's one guy sitting in headquarters and one guy sitting outside in the field. That's two sources. Is that enough for me to say, yes, there's a massive operation? Probably not. But I would say it leans that way. It makes me believe that the things that we're seeing.
Well, I mean, it means they got files like she said.
They have things to work with.
And they're going over it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How many terabytes?
I don't know, 14, 15, something like that.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot of files.
So that was March.
A Channel 4 News investigation today reveals that all those pictures, emails, videos, and messages released by the Department of Justice, said to be over 3 million pages, may amount to just a fraction of the Epstein material obtained by investigators.
Why do we think that? Because these raids on Epstein's properties, his Florida mansion in 2005, and his fancy New York townhouse and sprawling luxury island in 2019 saw dozens of devices, computers, hard drives and servers bagged and tagged and brought to FBI offices for examination. Now, emails examined by Channel 4 News show investigators discussing those very devices. From the earliest stages, investigators were talking about Epstein's data totaling many, many times what has so far been released. In June 2020, one wrote, "We expect the data to be somewhere around 20 to 40 terabytes," noting that the total capacity of the devices was up to 50 terabytes. Then, as recently as last year, long after the investigations into Epstein and his associates had ended, the figures quoted remained massive. "We're looking at a total of approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data," said another email. To put that in context, it is almost 15,000 gigabytes. But now, a year on from that, the total data released, claimed to be some 300 gigabytes, accounts for just 2% of the total Epstein data that officials were discussing just last year. Under the Epstein Act, DOJ attorneys had to look through all files to find any responsive material that related to Epstein, his networks and crimes. They claimed that 6 million pages had been identified, including duplicates. They released over 3 million. Both those numbers are tiny compared to the amount collected, according to today's emails.
So we broke 2 days before the raid, before it was announced, that they were hiding. With O'Boyle, broke it, along with Serafin, two whistleblowers, and we broke the 14.6 terabyte. I'm just pointing that out. And I was given the benefit of the doubt that they sent the files out to the FBI offices. That sounded to me like good news. And a lot of listeners are like, no, they're traitors. You know, and I said, I don't know. I sure hope. Well, now here we are a year later. And I said back then, I said, as this develops and unfolds, I'll go where the truth is. And I am physically sick and disgusted by this. So from all my research, I've never seen Trump connected to any of this. But now his admin is connecting themselves to it. By extension, so it is what it is. And we're going to have serious discussions and debates and arguments about what you think we should collectively do, because I'm normally a very decisive person, and I just know that I've got to cover it and expose it. And it's also very negative that they're doing this, but you know what? Trump rode in on the wave we created as populist, as anti-globalist. And they admit at the Munich conference, all the top world leaders, the unelected commission, that's coming up next hour, they're totally screwed. Their New World Order's dead. The neoliberalism is over. Everyone hates them. There's a global uprising. Their answer is censor and control everybody and arrest their political opposition and go after Elon Musk. And so that's it. And so the New World Order is in deep trouble. They're basically done. And we should focus on the files they're suppressing. We should focus on the cover-up, but also focus on what we got. And I'll be going over that with Barnes. The stuff I haven't hit that I just learned about last night and this morning. I mean, it's just as bad or worse than the other cannibalism and the dead bodies and buying babies and Bitcoin control. And you go and check, it's exactly what Epstein's bragging about in 2015. Getting control of much of Bitcoin's internal systems. That alone I could do an hour on. I mean, it is just total cuckoo for cuckoo puffs information. Next hour is coming up. I'm going to go over all of it. We'll talk to Robert Barnes about it. But, man, just, I'm godsmacked. I am absolutely godsmacked. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Whether it's new pandemics they're cooking up, or whether it's the satanic pedophile rings, or whether it's the replacement migration, we are fighting the globalist on every front. Together, this operation, the listeners and viewers who are not spectators, you are men and women in the arena. When you listen, when you share the articles, when you share the videos, when you take clips from the show, when you tell your friends, your neighbors, your families, and perfect strangers about the broadcast, you change the world. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. It is so critical that in this time you reach out and tell folks, here is the forbidden, here is the verboten broadcast that the system is scared of and wants shut down. We have Maria Abramovich, their high priestess, talking about how I'm public enemy number one and how I'm the problem and I'm the reason this is all coming out. I'm so proud of that. But it's not me. It's all of us together. and Ted Gunderson's information and John DeCamp's information and Kathy O'Brien, who want to get back on ASAP, her information, everything she wrote in Transformation America 30 plus years ago came true. She said they're beta testing the pedophilia and Satanism in these cults, and they're going to turn it loose on all of society and roll it out on the world and normalize it. And exactly what she said is happening. And she was in MKUltra. Confirmed. So when you support the broadcast, when you buy the products, the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible knives, battle daggers, trench knives, great flip knives, the very best at very low prices at thealexshowstore.com, you are funding the exposure of the enemy and a better future for us all. So get great products that enrich yourself, your family, your health, and keep us on the air. We have until just tomorrow night. The sale ends, the biggest sale of the year, 52% off with the Irish CMOS, with the Shilajit, with the ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red. There are two bundles when you get the three products together in each one. You get it at 52% off. There's other big sales on the site. It ends tomorrow at midnight. And let me tell you what ends this Friday. This happens only six times a year. Every month they give away another American car. Badass off-road vehicles, sports cars, you name it. It's part of our sponsor, Bigley's system, where they love to have these raffles. You buy anything on the site, you get put in normally once in the raffle. But at the end of each contest for a week, you get put in 50X. But every few months, it happens where one deal ends and a new one begins, where you get put in to potentially win both vehicles. So we're in that window right now until Friday. Two limited time bundles, again, ends tomorrow or 50% off. And then we have the other deal going right now on the great off-road truck and the 2020 Shelby Collector's Mustang. That is one of the most sought-after cars out there, a true American classic. So the brand new Ford truck, and on top of that, the classic from 2020, white Mustang Shelby. You get 50 times entries every time you buy anything at thealexshowstore.com until the one offer on the truck ends, and then the next offer, which has already begun on the Mustang, starts. That's that window where you definitely want to be involved in that at thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to take action at thealexshowstore.com to keep the broadcast on the air. Ultramethylene red, ultramethylene blue, the Irish CMOS, the bovine colostrum. You're insane if you don't try these products. They really work. Stay with us. Hour number two straight ahead.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor did.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. Look, it's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue. At thealexshowstore.com.
Unlimited power.